Yo, yo, what's going on? It's Greg Lunt, and it is January 30th, 2019, episode 64, I believe, for the Unnamed Podcast here. And I waited pretty late today to get started. It is 9:20 p.m. on Wednesday, and I've been staring at a computer screen for mostly the whole day. I did walk up and back to Ralph's, which took like an hour plus, and I still want a Lyft if I have time after I edit this, so it's been a long day, but I did get a lot done. I'll dive into that. But first, I wanted to address last week's podcast, and I had this whole fucking spiel about, you know, my landlady and how she was the best because she kicked out the census person that was at my door, and then she put up a sign or notice around the building saying, you know, don't support these salespeople, and kind of masked it for me instead of just outright saying it was a census person. Turns out it was actually a salesperson. I went into her office and I was like, yo, thanks for backing me up or whatever. And she's like, no, it was a salesperson that was actually walking around. He was going around to people's doors. He was bothering people. She had to like escort him out and he wouldn't leave. And it was this whole thing. So I guess the whole premise of last week's podcast was kind of bullshit. But I was like, come on, Catherine. I just gave you dabs on my podcast. Like, what else? So this week, last week I had a bunch of opportunities. I was working through like 5, 6, 7 different things. And over the course of this week, I cut out a few of them, basically. A couple of the job offers weren't really for me, or the opportunities anyway that I was exploring. And then one in particular that I had, another startup that I was working with, we went our separate ways as well because we had different visions of kind of what was going on. And so I've kind of come back down to really this one interview that I should be going in person. I was supposed to go in earlier this week, but their communication is just literally god-awful. And it's not a great sign about the company, but I also don't necessarily care. I've started to apply to a ton more jobs, so I blasted out like 30 resumes or so over the past couple days to these digital marketing positions. Some are startups, some are more well-established companies, but they're all in the LA area. And some are remote too, so that would be cool. No matter what happens, I'm gonna find something that's interesting. I'm kind of excited about it again. And the other thing that I'm excited about is that the app has started to heat up again. I told you I was meeting with those two developers on Tuesday, which was yesterday. I did do that. I went downtown, and one of them is a game developer, and one of them is more like a mentor slash organizer of this entire meetup group. And so I've been to a couple happy hours. I've done a presentation at one of their Hackintels, and then we did this work session together, this brainstorm session, which I organized. And I got a lot of good ideas down, and also I think increased the interest of one of the developers in terms of working with me. You know, it's progressing. I don't know how it'll play out. I don't know if it will be just, if I'm even looking for just me and him, or if we would want to add other people. I think we probably would want to add other people. But I have someone who's knowledgeable that's interested, and that is growing, and we have more ideas. So we talked for like 3 hours, the three of us yesterday. And then after that, about 4 or 5 more people from the main meetup group came and joined in. And we didn't talk about the dating app, but we did work on, you know, all of us were just working on our own projects and stuff. So I actually did resumes at that point. But it's good to just, you know, it's really a community that's starting to build. Again, it's called Indie Hackers. You can look it up, indiehackers.com. And we're the official, you know, LA group for that website. And so it's pretty dope, and it's early in the LA tech scene, at least if you compare it to other places like New York or San Francisco or something. LA is kind of just getting started. It's always been more of a creative town and a lot less tech. And so it's cool because a lot of people that are coming through this meetup are either working on really cool projects or they work for really good companies. And everyone's really smart and seems to know what their shit. I feel kind of at home there. I feel like those are my people. And it's nice to find groups like that, especially of strangers, you know. The internet doing its job yet again. Hopefully things continue to progress with the app, and I'm sure they will. I just need to continue to push forward. And I think we're going to, my guess is that something I can maybe scrounge together everything I need and launch in the summer, which would be pretty mind blowing because I could launch before that. I just want to get my full-time position locked up and know what I'm doing on a day-to-day basis so that I can allocate my resources properly for the app. So that's kind of where I'm with that, making progress. I do have a date tomorrow with some girl from Tinder, and I haven't actually met anyone off Tinder in quite a while. Tinder's been bone dry for me. I got a couple of matches this week on Tinder with some girls that I think are really cute. So, and then the other thing I did was, I forget if I've talked about this on the podcast, but I have this strategy with Bumble where, you know, every couple of weeks, I will just delete my profile and then remake it. And basically what that does is boost you all the way to the top. So I think Tinder might have like a block on that where they just know that it's the same phone number creating an account. But Bumble, it just treats you as if you're a first-time user and it takes, you know, 3 minutes to set up your account again. And so I just get flooded with likes and with matches. So I just recreated one like, I don't know, an hour or two ago. And I've already probably scrolled through like 25 or 30 matches, or not matches, but people that have liked me. And then I have like 5 matches or something. So if you're on Bumble and it's going slow, just delete your account, you know, copy your profile and recreate your account and you'll get some more action. But I'm also trying kind of a new strategy with my profile. It seems to be working fine. I mean, the other way was working. I basically just had New York to LA with like the plane emojis and stuff. And it just said cooler heads with like a peace sign. So basically just saying like, I'm cool, like I'm down to earth and I'm from New York. And like, that's basically all I said. And so this time I added a little bit more to my profile and I want to see if that makes my matches better. If it gives them more information to, you know, do openers, like give me a good opener instead of just like, hey. Although the one opener that I've already gotten tonight was just, hey, I'm D. Like, all right, I know that already, but this is the whole thing, right? I gotta try and work with it. But I did say in this new one, I said music lover, techie, vegan, yogi, prefers dates over texting. So we'll see if people are vibing with that or not. So far, it seems to be decent feedback. But yeah, Bumble's definitely been the place where there's the most action for me. Tinder's been dead. And there's a couple of new apps that have come out. Obviously, I'm monitoring those at all times. There's not a lot of innovation right now. So Bumble's still kind of the queen bee, for, you know, lack of a better term. And I think girls see it that way too, because every girl that I meet on Bumble, that, you know, it's this thing where, oh, I don't usually do this. This is my first time. My friend told me to get on here or whatever. But for the ones that I believe, they're all saying like, someone told me to download Bumble. So that's kind of the go-to app, I think, for girls still. And I want to change that, obviously, because I think it's still a little bit rudimentary. And we came up with some really cool ideas yesterday, man. I can't wait to get things in motion. But I don't want to do too much of that teasing. And the Super Bowl is on Sunday. I guess I'm rooting for LA, right? You're not allowed to root for the Pats because it's boring. And I'm in LA, so I have to root for LA. But there's this part of me that is just like, dude, New England, it's so fucking impressive, man. It's so impressive what they've done and that they're back again against all odds. You know, they weren't supposed to be that team this year and they had to go through Kansas City too, which is that hot up and comer, but Belichick always finds a way. Brady always finds a way. The Rams are a really young team. The good thing is that for them is that the weather should be fine. I think Atlanta's got the dome. Am I wrong? So as long as the temperature is solid and they're playing on turf, I think the Rams have a pretty good shot because they can score a lot of freaking points. The Rams are dangerous. So it should be a fun Super Bowl. I don't know what my plans are yet for it, but I'll definitely watch the game. And yeah, that's kind of it this week. Just moving along with the job stuff, moving along with the treasure stuff, moving along with the girl stuff, and I'll keep you updated. I will keep you updated. Thank you for listening. I love you, and I'll talk to you next Wednesday. Peace out.